Good morning. Welcome to In Focus News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday. It is September 15th, halfway through the month of September. And today we're joined by a couple city officials, as we are every couple weeks. City Manager Ron Fear to my, not really to my left. We're on a Zoom call. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
And Mayor Yusha Reddy, and she joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It is a pleasure to have you both on. City Commission has a meeting tonight, 7 p.m., and I was kind of joking earlier on here with Mr. Fear that I've been really appreciative. The meetings have actually been a little shorter the last couple weeks, and that bodes well for our new city reporter, Bill Bernard, who's just kind of getting into the swing of things here. And hopefully we'll have some more of those. So what do you say?
Yeah, that'd be all right. We don't like filling things up with long agendas, but if we have action we need to take, you know, one of the comments I made to you before we went on the air was that, you know, in this time, it takes a lot longer, it seems, to turn documents around, and that's just the process that's worked is takes longer because of the COVID situation we're in and people's schedules that are, whether they're interrupted by kids being in school and other daily life issues. So all of that impacts, you know, whether or not the attorney on staff has reviewed something for either the requester or here. So all of it seems to take a little bit longer to work through some of our items to make sure that the information's there for the commissioners to consider.
Yeah, and obviously, when you have those long meetings, those conversations are usually pretty good. I think it's good for a commission to work through some of these big topics. You're really facing a lot of things that were unexpected this year, I'm sure. But let's kind of talk about the state of everything right now. We haven't had you on here for a couple weeks. We've seen kind of some fluctuation in numbers. So obviously, we had the dramatic spike. And it's kind of leveled off a little bit here, but overall, Mayor, what is your thoughts here on as we get into now halfway through the month of September?
Yeah, I think it's good that we're seeing the positive rates, not in the hundreds every day. But I think I'm also a little concerned because, you know, when you have a high percentage, such as, let's say, 75% being in the 18 to 24-year-old group, they may have just figured that they don't want to be tested anymore because I think, one, they don't get seriously ill. And two, anytime you have to take 14 days off to isolate or quarantine, or you are, you know, contacted by somebody, most of them might be concerned about their jobs. So anytime you have to take 14 days away and you still have rent, utilities, food, and all of these things you need to take care of, that's not really a reason that you want to get tested. And I think the next few weeks will be telling to see how many people get tested. And, you know, we having three deaths in just 1 month is pretty significant. They were all from a homestead. And I think what we need to try to keep pushing forward is, even if someone who's healthy doesn't get seriously ill and die from it, most of our folks work in schools and daycare centers and nursing homes and hospitals and such. So there needs to be an incentive for people that think they may have a symptom to get tested. And right now, our essential workers are our students in our community. And like I said, they have bills to pay. So I just want to see how many are actually getting tested and look at those numbers closely. Death, we always knew that somebody who has an underlying condition is more susceptible to getting severely ill and dying, and that's what we saw this month. So I think we still need to be cautious and still push forward all the precautions we're taking. Even if a lot of K-State students are taking their classes online for, you know, several reasons, but they're still in our community. So we still need to make sure that they are themselves taking precautions. And, you know, they want to keep their jobs. And I think that's the bigger indicator for me than whether they have an online class or an in-person class. They're worried about paying their own bills right now. So I think there's more discussions to be had.
You know, that's a really great point. You know, I had that conversation my wife and I even have had in the last couple of weeks. Is like, well, you know, I don't feel sick right now, but if I go get tested and I do test positive, then I'm out. And she works in the school district, and I think the quarantine period is maybe even a bit longer for them. And that's a tough challenge here, because, you know, then you don't have the income coming in. And and we've had several opportunities for free testing, and it sounds like we may even have a few more.
Right. And that's the thing. People may opt not to get tested, because even if you feel like you have a symptom or not, you can't afford to take 14 days off. And you also don't want to put the other employees that you may have come in contact with in a position where they also have to take 14 days off. So the health, public health is huge for us, and that's front and center. But we also can't neglect the economic issues that families that live paycheck to paycheck, or students that live week to week on their income. We can't neglect those challenges we're facing in our community.
So I guess the message then will still have to be because of all of that, mm-hmm. to continue to do what we're doing, wearing the masks out in public and socially distancing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We want to keep that death rate down. I was pretty depressed to hear that we had two more yesterday over the weekend. So, you know, that's the population we're trying to protect as well in our community.
Yeah. You know, I see that number downplayed a lot, the amount of people being in the hospital. And I think I talked to Bob Koppel, the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi, and he's told us since the pandemic began, we've had roughly 30 or maybe a little bit more than 30 patients in the hospital. We've had 8 deaths. So, you know, for a fact that at least a quarter of them now have been in the hospital at some point. So that's pretty significant if you come to think in a community like ours.
Exactly. And I, you know, like you said, we need to continue to push forward the precautions, stay away from crowds, wash your hands, face masks, socially distance. And because people may not get tested, but we want to make sure everybody's at least still protecting themselves and the rest of the community.
All right. Well, that mask ordinance, as mentioned recently, that passed again, and that's in place, what, through the end of the year? Is that correct?
Yes, till the end of December, right, Brian?
Yes, that's correct. There is a provision that the commission can terminate it sooner if conditions warrant.
Okay. Keep that in mind here. Hopefully the situation will improve soon. We can just continue to be vigilant out there. Of course, K-State had their big football game on Saturday. There was, I think they said about 8,000 fans, or maybe a little bit more than that. But it looked to me, for the most part, they controlled that pretty well. There was some shots on TV of student section maybe not socially distancing very well, but that's a little bit concerning, I imagine.
Yeah, there were some comments. I know they did an analysis of aspects, and there were folks from the health department that were in attendance as well. The comment that we got as a feedback from some of those folks was that shots didn't really reflect some of the true activity, and that, you know, they had every two rows in the student section were vacant, and was this in stadium security, they felt like did a pretty good job of trying to keep things enforced, and overall they were fairly pleased with the plan and how it worked out. Overall, I think they were pleased. I'm sure they've identified a few things that they need to work on going forward, but generally, that, you know, there was no tailgating and any of their lots that they controlled. As were reports of obviously folks tailgating around the community in their driveways and other places. So those are some of the challenges. But overall, I think they felt pretty good with their COVID management plan within the stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they controlled it well in the stadium. And I think K-State does a nice job. It's a controlled environment. It's the rest of the stuff that happens in the community. You know, we usually have lots of gatherings and celebrations, and people like to watch a game together. And that's what I saw around our community. Some places were packed. Some businesses and restaurants were packed with people watching the game and parties going on around town and tailgating. And in a non-pandemic period, that's exactly what we want. And during a pandemic period, it's like, you know, you kind of worry about what it's going to look like after a couple of weeks of testing or anything like that. So it's a double-edged sword. We want people to have a good time. We want them to enjoy the game. We want some kind of normalcy. And at the same time, we're saying, please don't have crowds, and don't be with people you don't usually hang out with, and all of this. So I think we still need to be cautious and still be careful. There's a lot of activity going on over the weekend, and we just have to see where this is going to take us. So
yeah, kind of just wait and see. It's been like that quite a bit this year.
Every day.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into what's on the agenda here tonight for the City Commission. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.